Okay, Alexander, let's just dig right into it here. Ghislaine Maxwell's unsealed court records. All right, I've had a look at a lot of the documents. My take, the big losers in all of this, the really big losers outside of Ghislaine Maxwell, obviously. I think her life is in danger after these documents have been released, even though there are a lot of redactions. Bill Clinton, really, really big loser here. Dershowitz, really, really big loser here. FBI, the FBI,
Yeah,
really,
I'm glad you
really big
mentioned them.
loser.
To me, this is perhaps the single biggest and most disturbing revelation of all. Carry on.
Yeah, let me read you some tweets, Alexander, and then you can dig into the story. And I'm going to refer to Technofog, who has done an excellent job of covering this via Twitter throughout the whole Epstein saga. And let me just, in no particular order here, I'm just going to read you some of the tweets from Technofog. Witness interview: Bill Clinton was at Epstein's Island with Jeffrey Epstein, Ghislaine Maxwell, and quote, two young girls. The interview goes like this: when you say you asked him, why is Bill Clinton here? Was here? Question mark. And this is an interview with Virginia Guffrey, by the way. She's the witness that Technofog is referring to. Virginia Guffrey says, on the island. And the interviewer says, when you were present with Jeffrey Epstein and Bill Clinton on the island, who else was there? Ghislaine, Emmy, and there was two young girls that I could identify. I never really knew them well anyways. It was just two girls from New York. And were all of you staying at Jeffrey's house on the island, including Bill Clinton? Virginia Guffrey, that's correct. He had about four or five different villas on the island, separate from the main house, and we all stayed in the villas. Were sexual orgies a regular occurrence on the island at Jeffrey's house? Virginia Guffrey said, yes. Let me go to some more tweets. Alexander from Technofog. Once again, allegations against Dershowitz. Not only did Dershowitz abused the minor, but he helped draft a non-prosecution agreement that gave Dershowitz immunity. Once again, from Technofog. On Dershowitz, let's see, from Cernovich, Mike Cernovich, Epstein files unsealed by Cernovich. Bill Clinton is named in the Jeffrey Epstein files. Bill Clinton, from Adam Classfield, six references to Bill Clinton in Virginia Roberts' chat with her lawyers on April 7, 2011. Asked about Epstein boasting, quote, Bill Clinton owes me favors. Guffrey said, quote, yes, I do. It was a laugh, though he would laugh it off. I didn't know if he was serious, if it was just a joke. Oh boy. From Technofog, the Ghislaine Maxwell Epstein documents have been unsealed. We'll be posting excerpts here, starting with allegations of minor being trafficked to Maxwell, Prince Andrew, and Alan Dershowitz, as previously alleged. The trafficking scheme was international in scope. In France, Ghislaine Maxwell ordered her give an erotic massage to a French hotel magnate. Deposition of the victim, quote, I was ordered by Ghislaine Maxwell to go and give him an erotic massage. Once again, that is Virginia Guffrey. Another tweet from Technofog. A little more patience with me, Alexander, and I'm wrapped up with my segment. Another tweet from Technofog. Serious allegations. Maxwell directed the minor to have sex with former MIT scientist Marvin Minsky at Epstein's complex in the U.S. Virgin Islands. Minsky is pictured here in this tweet. The guy is one scary, weird looking dude. Really weird looking dude. And let's see another one from Technofog. Emails between Epstein and Maxwell. Epstein instructs Maxwell on how to deny allegations. Epstein tells Maxwell she had done nothing wrong. Go to parties, deal with it. Technofog, this is big. The FBI was in contact with Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell's minor victim back in 2014. Yes, they did nothing. Heartbreaking. The minor victim was asking the FBI for the evidence, photos and videos they seized from Epstein. Why? So she could prosecute her civil case. Once again from Technofog. Once again, very damning to the FBI. Remember that famous Prince Andrew photo with Ghislaine Maxwell and the victim? The FBI had their own copy for years, even before the victim's 2011 FBI interview. The FBI knew. They always knew. The DOJ let free Epstein's co-conspirators in the Florida case. This included Maxwell and Sarah Kellen. Here, the victim describes the abuse during flights from Epstein, Maxwell, and Kellen. Once again, from Technofog. Now, let's put things into context. We previously broke that the FBI DOJ in 2018 knew about Epstein. Maine Justice DC DOJ was helping run the Epstein case and even delayed the grand juries. At the time Epstein signed his plea deal, the FBI and DOJ knew it had not interviewed all his victims. Let me see if I have another tweet, Alexander, before I hand it over to you. This is just all really, really disturbing stuff. Really disturbing stuff. From Mike Cernovich, men who Ghislaine Maxwell directed Virginia Guffrey to engage in activities with, according to Guffrey's deposition. Here's the list, Alexander. Alan Dershowitz, Glenn Dubin, Stephen Kaufman, Prince Andrew, Jean-Luc Brunel, Bill Richardson, Marvin Minsky. Other names, many more names, redacted. That's from Cernovich. Cernovich also says to say that the FBI looks terrible in the Jeffrey Epstein files would be an understatement. Numerous victims contacted the FBI. The FBI ignored them. Newly released emails show. And there's also another tweet, Alexander. I kind of memorized this tweet. I forgot from who it's from. But anyway, the tweet said that Ghislaine Maxwell had testified that she had no contact with Jeffrey Epstein. Since, I believe, 2011, she had zero contact with Jeffrey Epstein. That has been proven 100% false. There are emails from 2015 showing that Ghislaine Maxwell was in contact with Jeffrey Epstein. I'll dig up that tweet and put it on the screen for our viewers to see, Alexander. I said a lot. I was meandering in different timelines because I just have so many tweets open, so many windows open. But go ahead and try to put some order into it and break down this huge story.
You're very clear. Can I just say, I've also seen this. I've seen the emails, by the way, that Epstein and Maxwell were indeed in contact with each other in 2015. So already we've seen part of her defense crumble. Now, can I just say, you know, we've had this big build up to the revelation of these documents. There was an attempt, if you remember, to destroy these documents at one point, and even an order by the court to destroy these documents. I did wonder whether there was going to be a terrible sense of anticlimax when they appeared. Not at all. On the contrary, they are even more interesting. I use the word carefully. I choose my word carefully, but interesting both from a, you know, a humanitarian point of view, but also a legal one, than I had imagined. They are extraordinary. They are very, very remarkable indeed. Now, Bill Clinton, as you rightly say, he's thrown into the middle of all of this. He's got serious questions to answer. I would say he certainly needs to look to his lawyers. Alan Dershowitz, by the way, the same. And can I say something about Dershowitz? I think he did a great deal of damage to himself with a tweet he put out today, in which he said, you know, that he hopes that Epstein did indeed videotape everybody on these islands and in his residences having sex, because that will somehow prove that he didn't. Now, I thought that was an extraordinary thing for Dershowitz to say. He, as a lawyer, ought to know that the fact that you don't have videotape evidence of someone having sex doesn't mean they didn't have sex. That is what lawyers call a non sequitur. So I am surprised that such a clever man and such a brilliant lawyer as Dershowitz, who should have said that, and I can only assume that he panicked. I mean, you know, that with all this coming out, it's the kind of thing somebody says when they're in a state of panic. Lots of other names, as you rightly say. There is a large section of witness statements that refer to one particular British individual, a very powerful man in Britain. Now, when I read it, I thought to myself, that might be Prince Andrew. But then I have to say, I took a step back. And I mean, Andrew's name appears in other places. So why would he be redacted here? Perhaps it is Prince Andrew, or perhaps it's someone else. But this very powerful British man appears to have been very heavily involved. And that is, frankly, extremely disturbing. And whoever that person is, and there's more than enough in that in those witness statements for that person to be able to identify himself, needs to take steps to look after himself very, very carefully. But as you rightly say, put aside Ghislaine, whose defence is held under the waterline, in my opinion, put aside these revelations about this extraordinary number of people. The big news is the FBI. And, you know, there have been all sorts of theories circulating about Epstein, that he was a spy, that he was an agent working for all sorts of people. I've tended to be very critical of them. I've been very discounting of them. I have to say, looking at all of this and looking at the role of the FBI, I now wonder, because it's quite obvious to me that the FBI were protecting him. And I wonder why. And can I say, who was in charge of the FBI when all of this was going on? Well, a certain Robert Mueller. He was the man who was in charge of the FBI. So what is going on here? What were the FBI doing? There is something here. And you remember Alexander Acosta, the prosecutor, the federal prosecutor, being told that, you know, don't touch Epstein because he's connected with intelligence. Was it US intelligence? Was this the FBI that was involved? I don't know, but it looks extremely bad. The more I learn about the FBI under Robert Mueller and James Comey, the more of a, frankly, and I use the word carefully now, I'm choosing my words very carefully, the more of a cesspool it looks. And I mean, it really, really does look very bad for them.
Alexander, yeah, the FBI comes out really bad. Robert Mueller's FBI. And this is really important because let me take you to the Gateway Pundit, which has an article entitled Breaking: Evidence Shows FBI Tried to Tie Citizen Trump to Epstein Case, but with no success. The one person that came out of this clean was Donald Trump. But the FBI, and let me read you from the Gateway Pundit, the FBI failed to drag Trump into the Epstein mess, but they sure tried. One of the abused victims mentioned that Donald Trump was a good friend of Epstein's. When asked about it, the only response the witness could make was that she stated this because Epstein told her that. Nothing else. The FBI asked the victim over and over if Trump was ever with Epstein, but to no avail. And I mean, I'm looking at the questions that the FBI was asking her. Let me read you one section very, very quickly. Let me find you here. What is the basis for your statement? The question, what is the basis for your statement that Donald Trump is a good friend of Jeffrey's? Answer, Jeffrey told me that Donald Trump is a good friend of his. Question, but you never observed them together? Answer, no, not that I can actually remember. I mean, not off the top of my head, no. When did Donald Trump flirt with you? He didn't. That's what's inaccurate. Question, did you ever see Donald Trump at Jeffrey's home? Answer, not that I can remember. Question, on his island? No, not that I can remember. Question, in New Mexico? No, not that I can remember. Question, in New York? Answer, not that I can remember. Question, all right, if you could turn to the second page and read through those, just let me know if any of those are inaccurate. Just put a check by them, and then we'll come back. Answer, okay, all right. So Trump was nowhere to be found anywhere close to Epstein. Now, none of his residencies, none of his properties, none of his homes, none of it. Alexander, this gives me great pause to know that this was the same Mueller that tried to take out President Trump, that instigated and was part of a coup d'etat against the president, who was also fishing around to try and pin a connection with Epstein and Trump, and was also working to protect Epstein at the same time. This thing stinks. This really, really stinks.
I mean, it is extraordinary, actually. I mean, can I just say, first of all, we were just to remind our viewers, we have consistently said that the Epstein affair, it implicates Democrats, it doesn't really implicate Republicans, and that Donald Trump is not involved. We have been proved completely and entirely right. Everything pointed in that direction. Others have tried to insinuate otherwise. They were wrong, we were right. I just say that because no one else ever says these things. When we get it right, we have to say it, because apart from some of our viewers, whom we're grateful to, you can be quite sure that no one else would point this fact out. But it's astonishing, leading a witness in that way. I mean, the witness says, I don't know anything about Donald Trump. So you just go on asking her questions. And it's quite clear that, I've read police interviews, I've read many of them in my time. What that investigator was trying to do was, he was communicating to this witness, you will help yourself if you implicate Donald Trump in some way. That's what that was all about. That was an attempt to say to her, look, give me something on the Donald. This is what I'm really looking for. And interestingly enough, this witness, either because she didn't, she wasn't quick on the uptake, or far more plausibly, because she is an honest person, refused to be led and said, there's nothing to do with him. He wasn't there. He wasn't in New Mexico. He wasn't in Manhattan. He wasn't on the island. He wasn't in the ranch. He wasn't anywhere. He was nothing to do with Donald Trump. And it's very worrying, very disturbing that they were trying to probe about Trump in this way. These witnesses were coming forward with evidence to the FBI. The FBI wasn't interested in their story. The only thing it was interested in was Donald Trump. I mean, it's quite amazing when you think about it. I don't think he was president at this time. What was all this about? What
Well, what was it about? I
was it
mean, what
about?
was Robert Mueller up to? Was, I
Yeah.
mean, have we gotten it?
I
Have we
mean,
misunderstood something in this whole Epstein affair? Was Epstein an FBI asset? Was
well,
he a Robert Mueller asset?
can I just say, I'm not going to go that far, but I have seen on the internet speculations to that effect, that when Alexandra Acosta was told, don't touch this man because he is in intelligence, the intelligence agency involved is not Mossad or MI6 or any of those other ones, but in fact the FBI. Now, I don't know that's true, and I want to make it very clear, I don't know that's true. I'm not going to go that far as to say that was the case, but it does look as if the FBI was protecting him. Why? Why were they protecting this person? What was the connection? And why were they so interested in Trump at this time? I mean, does this explain some of this extraordinary hostility to Trump? Well, perhaps it does explain some of this extraordinary hostility to Trump coming out of the FBI that we saw over the course of Russiagate. What is it about Donald Trump that obsesses the FBI in this way? And can I just say something? I mean, it's extraordinary because their obsession is leading them down blind alleys. Russiagate wasn't true. Their attempt to connect Trump to Epstein wasn't true, and yet they don't give up. And it's Mueller as well. Mueller comes in. If Mueller had bias against Donald Trump at the time of the Epstein affair, or because of the Epstein affair, then he was absolutely the wrong person to be appointed special counsel. I mean, I'm left gasping, and I really do wonder. I think that we need, the FBI needs, not just a major clear out. I think we do need a major investigation. I mean, this is, Durham is a good step forward, but we need something more than that. We need to get to the bottom of this and understand what exactly was going on there, because clearly, if the FBI was protecting Epstein, then they were colluding in one of the worst crimes that's been committed in the recent history of the United States. I don't put it, I put it as high as that. I mean, I'm not talking about foreign policy crimes, but domestic policy crimes, and a ghastly a ghastly paedophile ring being run by a deeply corrupt and terrible man. And the FBI was protecting it, and they were protecting it in a way that makes them already implicated in it. But if there was some kind of deeper connection between Epstein and the FBI, then that makes it even worse. And then various people within the FBI become accessories.
Mueller needs to be questioned. I think there's
absolutely
no doubt. It's crystal clear.
We need to have a proper investigation of the FBI. We need to know what's going on.
Robert Mueller needs
absolutely
to be questioned.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, I have wondered at times, by the way, over the course of Russiagate, what this fixation with Donald Trump was. Was it really all about Russia? Maybe it was about Epstein. Maybe it's because they were worried that, you know, with Donald Trump in the White House and with different people in the Justice Department, you know, they would open the can of worms with Epstein. Pure speculation on my part. That's just a guess. But tell me, show me that I'm wrong, because the facts at the moment are starting to point me in that direction.
I was going to say the same exact thing. The Russia gate had nothing to do with Russia. It had to do with stopping this man, Donald Trump, from digging into this Epstein story.
Starting to look that way. I mean, you know, but you know, if the information we're getting about all the people who were involved is true, and I mean,
I'm reading you.
I just said the document doc actually went further than I expected, then, as I said, it becomes plausible.
I can see why Ghislaine Maxwell did not want this out. She must be scared for her freaking life.
I can also see why it took such a long time for this case to get going, actually. and why it seems to me there had to be a major change in the Southern District of New York for it to get going. So Ghislaine, I quite agree with you, is in serious danger. I mean, I use those words carefully, and I think she is in serious risk. But I think that we are at the beginning of something big and terrible here, because it's actually getting dimensions which I can't, you know, even begin to fathom fully. And maybe, just maybe, speculation, but you know, we're all free to speculate, as I always say, maybe Epstein Gate and Russia Gate are the same. Maybe the one is part of the other. Maybe the one explains the other. I mean, I don't know. Prove to me that isn't so, because at the moment the evidence is pointing in a certain direction. It's a very disturbing one, and the FBI needs to answer some very serious questions.
Yeah, Robert Mueller needs to answer some serious questions. Bill Clinton needs to answer some serious questions.
Absolutely.
Dershowitz buried himself.
Absolutely.
And we have a lot more names. Prince Andrew needs to answer some serious questions.
Yes.
This thing's international. This thing's big.
Yes. 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 And of course, I mean, bear in mind that there are lots of redacted names. So it could very well be that all kinds of people that we know and you know, are famous in the United States, that are involved in politics, involved in business, involved in commerce, involved in the law, in judiciary, judges, who knows? Maybe they are amongst those names. And we mustn't assume this is only one document dump amongst many. There may be lots of others.
Yeah, there's something really, really evil.
I have to say,
DC, going on in DC, really, really evil stuff.
I have to say, I thought this was a big affair. I've always sensed that the Epstein affair was a big one. I mean, it's turning out to be even bigger than I imagined, and that really is extraordinary. Actually,
I'm starting to see why. I mean, we've known why, but I'm really starting to see why they despise Trump so much and why they want to get him out at all costs, why they're willing to burn the entire country down to remove Trump.
Well, indeed.
The pieces are starting to fit.
Well, indeed. Well, indeed. But anyway, the one thing to say quickly again, Trump himself comes out of this with completely clean hands. All these attempts to try and involve him. If you read any articles in any newspaper that talk about Donald Trump as Epstein's friend, then you know that article and that newspaper or that TV station and that journalist are trying to take you in the wrong direction because he has come out of this clean.
Yeah. All right. Well, I just want to stress again, Alexander, all I read was the exact quotes from the
Yeah.
documents that we had.
Well,
So
yes,
just
yes.
so everyone knows, they've
Absolutely.
seen them. I was just
Absolutely.
reading exactly what was in front of me.
We're not making anything up. We're saying what it is, and when we are thinking and speculating, we say so. But our speculations have a habit of turning out true. At least they have with Russiagate, and they have with Epsteingate. So let's see whether, in fact, some of the speculations we've engaged in this program are true also.
All right, let's end it there, Alexander. Just a quick shout out to go to the Durant shop, pick up some
Absolutely.
merchandise. Please donate to us, guys. We're a small channel and we need your help.
Absolutely. And here's the
So,
flag of the United States, which, as I said, we care a lot about,
I've
and
got the
which really
Serbia.
needs Serbia and, as I said, Britain. You can see on one of my new shirts. So all of these countries, well, Britain and the United
Canada.
States are at the center of all of this. Canada too. I'm sure Canada is also involved in some ways. So, for the sake of all of these countries, let's get to the bottom of this.
Yeah. All right. We'll end it there. Depressing. Very depressing
Very
video.
depressing, very depressing, very, very hard video to do, actually. I mean, it's very sad.